Let's just have everyone close their eyes and begin to take a couple of deep breaths. So breathing in and out and in and out. And like we did before, I want you to draw your focus to that point of light that's right in the middle of your body and your light body, top to toe, front to back, and side to side. Just going to take a couple of light body filling breaths. So breathing in, drawing more of your soul into your light body, and breathing out. And the same again when you breathe in and when you breathe out. And once more, breathing in and breathing out. So, in a second, I'm going to count to three. And on the count of three, you will find yourself in one of three places in the Mediterranean. So, one is near the Palace of Knossos in Crete, one is somewhere on the island of Malta, and the third is an undisclosed location in the Mediterranean, and it's also undisclosed to me. You'll arrive there at night. The sky above you will be very dark, and you will see stars as points of light. And you will also be somewhere where you are raised above. You know, maybe it's a cliff, maybe it's an outcrop of rocks, and around you will be the sea. So let's just take another couple of deep breaths. So breathing in and out and in and out. One, two, three. Once you have arrived, I want you to look around yourself. I want you to look up at the sky. I want you to look down towards the sea to know how far up you are, to see what distance lies between you and the water. Breathing in and out. And in and out. I want you to notice the feeling of the air or breeze or perhaps wind on your skin. I want you to notice the feel of the clothing that you're wearing or any jewelry or shoes, maybe headwear that you might be wearing too. I want you to smell the air around yourself. Can you smell the sea? Can you smell the wind? Can you smell any herbs or fruits, flowers, grasses that are around you? And listening carefully, not just with your ears or your external ears, but with your inner ear and also with every single cell of your body. Just listen to the sounds exist or are being created, are emanating around you from the environment. So these may be physical sounds or energetic sounds or energetic feelings that you're hearing in those different ways that I described. Let's have you take another couple of deep breaths. So breathing in and out and in and out. So if you're listening to this another time, you may want to pause the recording now and actually take yourself into the water. It's something I had been thinking about doing, but it doesn't feel quite right to do it now. But it's something that some of you may want to do on a future listening. But for now, what I'd like you to imagine is that you take both your hands to your heart. You put your left hand over your heart first, and then your right hand over your left hand. And in a second, I'm going to clap. And when I clap, some of you will go to one location, off planet, and some of you will go to another location, off planet. It doesn't matter which one you go to, you will go to the right one for you in this moment of now. So don't worry, just be ready for my clap. Breathing in and out and in and out. On arrival, you find yourself in a temple that's very specific to that location. Enter through the doorway and pick up one of the lamps that are provided for those that are traveling to the very inner sanctum of the temple. Proceed slowly through the passageways, perhaps doors, perhaps curtained archways or gateways that need to be traversed for you to arrive right at the very core of the energetic and spiritual expression of this temple. You may be traveling barefoot. You may be wearing some very specific shoes. You may be asked to change your footwear. Once you're ready and once you have arrived, I want you to step into the very center point of the inner sanctum of the temple that you're in. This inner sanctum has a very specific shape. For each of you, it will be different. Doesn't matter what it is. It also doesn't matter if you can't really see the shape, because the shape is there anyway. Most important is that you have the courage and take the step into the center. Once you're there, open your eyes. Allow your vision to become accustomed to the level of light that you see around yourself. Feel the atmosphere of the temple on your skin. Smell the environment that's around you, perhaps perfumed oils or wood or stone. Combined perfume of everything that has gone into making that place. When you're ready, the five gems will appear around you. There will be some lapis, the lapis. I say lazuli, chalcedony, sapphire, larimar, and blue diamond. They will appear around you in a specific pattern. Don't worry if you can't see it. Most important is that you open yourself to sensing it. taking a couple of deep breaths. So breathing in and out and in and out. And once that pattern is around you, you may spend as long as you want there, reaping the benefits of the regenerative powers of the combined frequencies of the five blue gem, five blue gems. Once again, on second listening, this is where you can pause. But now I'm going to return you first back to the island locations in the Mediterranean on a first clap, and then secondly back to where we are now. So taking a deep breath, breathing in and out. So we're back on our Mediterranean islands and breathing in. And out. We're back right where our bodies are now. Begin to move your fingers and toes, your arms, hands, legs, and feet, your body. You may want to rub your face, stretch up, and when it's time, open your eyes. And here we are. Ooh.